Hundreds of Pennsylvania inmates serving life sentences now have a shot at release after last month's U.S. Supreme Court ruling on juvenile lifers. Though, as WHYY's Bobby Allen notes, while everyone agrees that the decision should give certain prisoners new hearings, how exactly that will play out is being fiercely debated.
Pennsylvania has the dubious distinction of having 480 offenders serving life terms for crimes they committed as teens. That's more than any other state. Two reasons for this. One, a state law that says anyone of any age who commits felony murder will be charged as an adult. Secondly, a law that requires mandatory life imprisonment if convicted of first or second degree murder. But that's all changing for some inmates with the Supreme Court's January ruling that prisoners serving life for crimes committed as teens should be reevaluated.
I think everyone agrees that the United States Supreme Court's decision is the law of the land and must be implemented. The question is not that. The question is, how can it be implemented?
Bradley Bridge with the Defenders Association of Philadelphia says the way forward is uncertain. Should new hearings be heard in state or federal court? Should DAs and defenders agree to consolidate some of Philadelphia's 300 or so cases?
Absent that, we need to come up with 300 prosecutors, 300 judges, 300 defense attorneys, 300 expert witnesses to be able to do that, and that will cost hundreds of millions of dollars.
Former prosecutor Joe McGettigan says some lifers still haven't paid their debt to society.
The person they killed is long since dead, turned to dust, and they're not getting another chance.
He says the court decision overlooks family members of victims who may still be grieving.
Nor does it take into as great a concern, I think, the interest of the state in protecting its citizens.
Pennsylvania's Department of Corrections spokeswoman Susan McNaughton says many of the state's juvenile lifers, some now in their 50s and 60s, have gone through rehabilitation to help them transition to a changed world.
We're going to teach them about computers. We're going to teach them about, you know, how gas pumps work and cell phones. You know, a lot of these people have been in prison possibly for decades and haven't had any experience with those things.
But it could take many more months until local and federal courts agree on how to interpret the Supreme Court ruling and then shake hands on where these hearings are going to happen. For WHYY News, I'm Bobby Allen.